Okay, so how did you feel the first time you read Nicholas Korn's play?
Well, I was kind of mystified that somebody had written a play in it's blank verse, but not, it's not like Shakespeare. It's easy to understand. It flows beautifully. But he had based it on, loosely, on Commedia. And we have, I just had never read anything like that in a modern context, that somebody had sat down and actually written something like that and written it really, really well, because it's very funny, it's very touching, and it's just a lot of fun. I mean, it really is fun. It's only 70 minutes long, and I thought, whoa, this appeal would appeal to, I would say, anyone. Well, you could bring anyone from 12 through 108, and they would enjoy it.
In order to really make this work, you need a really solid cast. Can you just talk a little bit about who's on stage and what makes them special?
They're really all special. We were so lucky. We got really wonderful comic actors, two of whom I had worked with before, one of whom did the original reading. He's playing Timidio, Brandon Billis. And so when we were casting, I, having a real background as an actor, I just ran people through things, and we had fun at the auditions, and bingo, we hit a wonderful cast. Also, I've worked with Branislav Tomic, and we've known each other, oh my gosh, 25 years. So he's playing Delirio, and he is just perfect for this part. He's perfect. The women are so fun. They look like they could, well, they seem like they could be sisters. They've developed, each one of them, with not too much to go by, have developed these absolutely terrific characters. And they're a joy to watch. And then the men. Now, some of these guys, they've done a lot of improv and a lot of comedy, and they're wonderful actors, and a lot of times they'll go out when I'm working on another scene or we're directing another scene, and they'll come back in and they'll say, "Can we show you something?" And then they'll do this wild. I mean, it's they've all contributed so much, and it's such a ensemble piece. So, everybody's in for a very good time.
What do you think you've learned as a director through this production?
I've been acting so much, and now I've been doing directing, and I think I learn every time I walk into the room, because my way of directing is, and I've told my cast this, I take what they're giving me, and I build from there. So that if I see a spark of something, or they're doing a little something, I'll see that, and I'll say, that stuff is really working. Let's build from there. So I kind of consider myself an actor's director. I love it when actors bring new stuff in. I try, most of all, to honor the playwright, make sure his words are learned properly. I'm kind of strict about that. But when they start lifting it off the page, I like them to feel free to try anything. And that isn't always the case in the rehearsal house hall. It just isn't. So I've tried to do that. And I've learned that if you do that, you get really good results. Really good results. I insist on having fun. But I'm directing all, but I insist on having fun. If it ain't fun, it's not worth doing. So I'm developing more and more into, I think, a director who understands the process. I bring that to the table. I have the empathy for the actors because, obviously, I've been in their place. I've been on the other side of the table. And I have learned, too, that most actors will respond if you treat them correctly. And one of the things somebody said to me the other day, oh, I tried that. It was awful. It was terrible. I said, those words do not exist in this room. They do not exist in this room. Terrible, awful. No, we're not. I don't want to hear those words ever, 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 because even though you think it's awful, and it may be, at least you tried it. And there's a little something you showed me there that I think we can use. So I've banned those words. So that's about how I work and what I've learned. And I think it's a good thing for a director. I'm very happy with the response I've gotten from these guys.
I'm going to give you a hypothetical. Let's just say you're standing outside the theater a couple of minutes before showtime. I don't know why you would be outside a couple of minutes before showtime, but let's just go with it. Let's just run with it. And someone kind of sees the marquee. They see the sign, and they're like on the fence. They're like, oh, should we go see this? And you have like that moment, that 10, 15 seconds to just kind of sell this show to them. What do you think you'd say?
I think I'd say, come on in. There's a party at the Studio Theater. Come in from the cold. Forget all the stuff that's going on right now in the world. And my God, there's terrible things. Just come right in and have a party join the party for 70 minutes. You'll have a good time. And I think they will.
What do you think makes your production company special? What do you think is unique about them?
What we're trying to do, Patrick, is we had this idea about so much talent over the age of 55 being out there and not used. Even people with impeccable credentials and names. I've worked with a lot of rather famous people. Even they are, you know, what am I going to do? I'm not getting the work I used to. They're not writing plays that have any older parts in them. I'm an older costume designer, and nobody is calling. My phone stopped ringing. That kind of thing. I thought we have this tremendous pool of talent in this city. Probably all across the country, but in this city. And what we're trying to do is find projects that can use that kind of talent. And that's what our company is about. We're looking for material, plays by older playwrights. It can be anything. It can be the technical people. Our production stage manager is Jack Giannino, who is a Broadway production manager, and he works. I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't work. Of course he works, but he's in it. You know, he's so great to have sitting next to me. I can't tell you. He's so experienced, so wonderful with the actors, so just right on everything. So people like that who have taken an interest in the company and are working for very little because we're doing this as a showcase. So that's what our company is striving to do.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to say about this production?
I would just say that, you know, it makes me laugh. I've sat through it how many times through rehearsals now. It makes me laugh. It makes me feel really warm. It's addressing universal themes, even though it's set in Aviano and Tuscany in the late 1700s. But there's universal themes, fathers, daughters, family, suitors, who's right, who's wrong, what love is, and the beauty of Delirio, who is holding on to his wife, who's been dead for 3 years, still talking to her, not in a sad way, but he just can't let go. And when he does, it's really quite a beautiful thing. So I think anybody would enjoy this show. I really do it, and I would not say that if I thought I was sitting on a dog. I'm not. It's really lovely.